This is an ABC podcast.
What's the most important human invention from history? The wheel? Fire? How about language and culture? I'm Tegan Taylor and this is Occam's Razor, a soapbox for science. This week, archaeologist Sam Lin takes us on a tour of very early human history, featuring an item that crops up too regularly to be an accident. An almond-shaped piece of sharpened stone. Here's Sam.
I want to start by asking you guys to kind of remember back to the moment you woke up this morning and think about all the range of technology that you've used since that moment, from the tools to, you know, things like clothing, things like, you know, the cutlery you used. And now think about all those things and we take that away. And we live in a world where we don't have any of those technology. And this world would be very much like the kind of situation that a lot of our early ancestors lived in for very long periods of time. So when we look back into the deep human past, our human ancestors, they relied on stone for a very long, long period of time as their main material for making tools. So when you think about what are stone tools? Essentially, you take a stone, you whack it with another stone, and you produce some sharp edges. And those simple sharp edges really allowed our human ancestors to do a variety of things, things like cutting and scraping that would be otherwise difficult to do with our hands, right? And also, when we think about stone tools, they preserve very well over time. So they are really the most direct evidence and sometimes the only evidence we have for those of us who are interested in the study of evolution of human culture and technology. And when we think about stone tools, oftentimes it's actually been thought of as a unique aspect of humans, right? Humans use tools, and when we look at animals, they don't seem to rely on tools that much. And in fact, Charles Darwin famously speculated that humans evolved to walk upright in order to free up our hands to use tools. But now we know that that's not true. Not only do other animals use tools, we also know that now ancient humans evolved to walk upright before the appearance of the first stone tool about 3 million years ago. So instead, what appears to set us humans apart from other animals is our exceptional ability to learn or transmit information between individuals with very high accuracy. This capacity, this is what our scientists have been sort of referring to as cumulative culture. And the reason for that is because if you can transmit information with high accuracy, we can accumulate and modify and improve on information over generations and generations. And this ability, if you sort of think about it, it's responsible for the extraordinary range of cultural diversity and technological advancement that we see today around us. And at the heart of this capacity is language. It's human language that allows us to effectively and reliably pass on complex and oftentimes arbitrary information. So if you think about now, you can understand what I'm saying because we have all came to this understanding that these random sounds I'm making have certain meanings. So the question then for us sort of studying human evolution is, when did this capacity for cumulative culture happen? And to answer this question, we have to look at early stone tools. So the earliest stone tools we know now dates back to about 3 million years ago in East Africa. And these were tools, just simple pieces of rocks with sharp edges made by whacking one stone against another. And the early humans who made these tools, they were not like us. They belong to an ancient genus of humans called the Australopithecus, who lived in Africa between 3 to 4 million years ago. And comparing to us, they were much smaller. They're about a meter high. They have a brain size that's about a third of ours, but they were able to walk upright. They're walking on 2 feet like us. And so the invention of the first stone tools with these early humans may have been a watershed moment in human evolution. By producing these sharp edges, all of a sudden, these early humans were able to do things that weren't possible before. So now, all of a sudden, we can cut up meat. We can even access certain resources that weren't possible before, like bone marrow. And so what's the big deal about eating meat? By cutting up meat, we actually reduce the amount of energy required to chew and to digest meat. By lowering the demand of energy required for chewing, early tool use perhaps allowed human jaws to reduce in size and teeth to reduce in size. And this would then make room in our cranium for the brain to increase. So in fact, about 2.5 to 2 million years ago, we started to see early humans starting to lose their bulky chewing jaws and starting to have bigger brains. And for the first time in human evolution, early humans started to have a brain that's bigger than those of other living primates like gorillas. And these early big brain humans were the first members of our genus, Homo. But in spite of these sort of major evolutionary milestones, the simple stone tool technology remained. They remained simple for over 1 million years. And if we go back to this idea of cumulative culture, 1 million years is a very long time for very little technological development. So why is that? Perhaps during this time, these early humans didn't have that capacity of transmitting or accumulating knowledge. And it wasn't until about after 2 million years ago, we started to see more major technological changes, including the appearance of some stone tools that have seemingly arbitrary shapes that people have sort of imposed on these stones. And one of the most well-known example is called a hand axe. Essentially, it's a piece of stone that's been shaped into a quite a distinctive pear-like or almond-like shape. Essentially, it's pointy on the top and round on the bottom. They range quite a bit in size, but they all share that distinctive shape. And these tools, they were used for all sorts of activities, from hacking wood to cutting up animal carcasses to scraping hide. So why did early humans all of a sudden start to make these new stone tools? The appearance of these stone tools also coincided with a time where we first saw humans spreading out of Africa. And quite amazingly, these stone tools, like the hand axe, they maintain these distinctive shape across this vast amount of land. And for over 1 million years, people repeatedly making these really distinctive stone tools. And for many archaeologists, this sort of surprising consistency in the shape of these tools really suggests that people were learning from each other. There's some kind of social mechanism in transmitting this idea of a shape of a tool. But learning to make tools isn't really a big deal. We know now that animals also learn. They use tools. They learn from each other. They learn new behaviors through social interactions. So learning itself is not a unique thing about humans. But with hand axes, what experiments have shown is that these tools are not really easy to make. And in fact, most of the time, people were learning to make these tools. They require experts to teach them with language and active teaching to show them how to make these tools. And there are also studies looking at the MRI of people making these stone tools to see which part of the brain is involved in the process. And what they found is that this process of making these hand axe tools require what they call hierarchical action sequence. So in a sense, what that means is there's a series of actions you have to do in order to achieve the final goal. So there's a degree of planning involved. And what's interesting is that the part of our brain that's responsible for this hierarchical action sequence overlaps with the area responsible for language. So if we take all those findings, it seems like learning how to make a hand axe back about 2 million years ago required not only observation and practice, but also perhaps language and active teaching. And if this was the case, making stone tools was a pretty big deal. And so this could potentially be the origin of human culture. Importantly, this also implies the possibility that other extinct humans that came around after this point in time also had this capacity for cumulative culture like us. So, as with all areas of science, not everyone's convinced. A potential pitfall with this kind of experiment of using modern humans is that these studies will be constrained by our own modern conditions. So, for example, if you think about language, it's such a key part of our own adaptation. It's probably not so surprising to see that modern people learning how to make stone tools perform better when they were taught by language. What this means is that these experimental studies, perhaps they're not very applicable to think about early humans. But if it's not language or learning, how else do we explain this phenomenon where over 1 million years, early humans were making this sort of arbitrary-shaped tool across such a big area? One possibility is that these tools were just not very hard to make. And actually, researchers from the University of New England in Armidale have done an experiment to see if you can make these stone tools, these hand axe-like tools, by accident. And the answer is yes, you can. If we go back to the name of the show, Occam's Razor, the simpler explanation perhaps is the more plausible one. And if we think about this simple process, even if the chance of randomly making a hand axe is very low, if you do that for 1 million years, we might get a fair bit of hand axe-like things around for the archaeologists to find. In this scenario, the implication would be that this ability of cumulative culture wasn't present at this time and perhaps developed much later and perhaps more closely associated with our own species that emerged around 300,000 years ago in Africa. So to solve this debate, archaeologists have been working with researchers from other fields, from primatology, from biology, to fields like psychology, neuroscience, or even engineering, to really try to figure out this question of origin of human culture. But whatever the answer is, it is clear that cumulative culture has set early humans on an evolutionary pathway that was remarkably different from any other species. And today, this capacity of building on innovations of those who came before us is very much responsible for the extraordinary technological feat and also scientific knowledge that we as a species have achieved today. So we can say that this capacity for cumulative culture is very much a foundation of our modern human condition. Thank you.
Well, my tiny human jaw and large brain enjoyed that. I hope yours did too. That was Dr. Sam Lin, an archaeologist at the University of Wollongong, speaking at our Occam's Razor live event at Science Space Wollongong in December. I'm Tegan Taylor, your Occam's Razor host, and I'm already chipping the stony edges of next week's Science Insight just for you. See you then.
You've been listening to an ABC podcast. Discover more great ABC podcasts, live radio, and exclusives on the ABC Listen app.